tenemos, hay algo interesante para escuchar.
So every pause we have, there's always something interesting to listen to.
Y de cada segmento esperamos que usted haya obtenido algo que le sirva.
And I hope that every segment we've had, you've taken something out of it that you need.
Desde la entrevista que tuvimos con el pastor Mike Mendoza.
With our interview.
Y todo el segmento de JB, Nate, la estrella, los factores que David está trayendo.
And all the segments about the star and even
ya está la receta.
Chef Sammy's recipe.
Esperamos que usted esté disfrutando de todo esto.
So we're hoping that you're enjoying all of this.
Este es el momento de cerrar y de clausura y siempre es el más emocionante.
This is the most exciting part of the show, is the closing.
Y bueno, usted puede notar nuestra voz, mi voz, Genesis, ahora le toca su turno para traer de su interior algo que le va a bendecir. Así es que muchachos, vamos a disfrutar de lo que Genesis ha preparado a través de un hermoso poema. ¿Y usted? Quédese con nosotros.
Well, I found this on the internet, and it's anonymous. I don't know who it is. But since you were talking about Jesus, she was talking about Jesus, and Christmas is very Santa Claus, you know. A lot of people forget the reason, like you say, the reason of the season. So this is not to put Santa off his big chair.
Too fat for me anyway.
It's why Jesus is better than Santa. So.
Escuchemos, ¿verdad? So, okay. Interesante.
Santa lives at the North Pole, but Jesus is everywhere. Santa rides in a sleigh. Jesus rides on the wind and walks on the water. Santa comes but once a year. Jesus is always present. Yeah, there we go. Santa fills your stockings with goodies. Jesus supplies all your needs. Santa comes down your chimney uninvited. Jesus stands at your door and knocks, and then enters your heart when invited. You have to wait in line to see Santa. Jesus is as close as you mention his name. Santa lets you sit on his lap, and on his lap, Jesus lets you rest in his arms. Santa does not know your name. All he can say is, "Hi, little boy or girl, what's your name?" Jesus knew our name before we were born. Not only does he know our name, he knows our address too. He knows our history and future, and he even knows how many hairs we have on our head. Santa has a belly. Santa has a belly like a bowl of jelly. Jesus has a heart full of love. All Santa can offer is ho, ho, ho. Jesus offers health, help, and hope. Santa says, "You better not cry." Jesus says, "Cast all your cares on for me, and I will care for you." Santa little helpers make toys. Jesus makes new lives, mends wounds, and repairs broken homes and builds mansions. Santa makes you chuckle, but Jesus gives you the joy that is your strength. While Santa puts gifts under your tree, Jesus became our gift and died on a tree, which is a cross. So, it's not to put Santa, you know, off his pedestal, but some people forget really the reason for the season, which is, you know, to celebrate the birth of Jesus. So, I thought that was pretty good.
That was an interesting poem. I liked it.
Well, thank you.
¿Qué, Nate, qué puedes decir tú de la inspiración?
That is so true. I mean, you get the visual when she was talking about Jesus's arms compared to Santa's, you know, lap. Okay. But one thing I would like to add, though, is that
quiero algo que quisiera agregar.
Santa has bad breath.
tiene un mal olor, Santa.
And Jesus has the breath of life.
Y él tiene el respirar de vida,
yeah,
¿verdad?
That's my little.
Sí, Jesse, ¿qué de esto? ¿Cómo vamos con eso de lo que has escuchado hasta este momento?
A mí me gustó el poema. I liked it. It was there were a couple of things that really got my attention and that
cosas que me llamaron la
atención. That I was picturing.
Que estaba yo
And it's
mirando.
When she was saying about the presence on the tree. And Jesus supplying all of our needs.
Y Jesús que suple toda la necesidad.
That's like, that was like the main, like my phrase right there.
Ahí estaba mi frase y lo más importante.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Okay, y Genesis, thank you. Yeah, si tenemos otro, vamos.
Okay,
claro que
well,
sí.
It's still the same concept, you know, I guess I have a...
Escuchemos qué es lo que tiene
a
ahora.
A thing for not forgetting Jesus on Christmas.
Bonus.
Because that's what it's all about. So it's just... called again, Don't Forget Jesus, and it's this one's more, I guess, more touching. So. All right, Christmas is a special time to reflect on Jesus Christ. The wonder of his lovely birth brings meanings to our lives. There really is no other reason we celebrate this day. the birth of God's precious Son, and the life He willingly gave. But so much seems to distract us in the busyness of our lives. We lose our focus in all the happenings, not knowing we leave out Christ. We lose sight of the true meaning as we endlessly rush about, trying to find the perfect gift seems to cloud our Savior out. We need to stop and reflect a while, remembering our precious Lord, His birth, His life, and sacrifice, and all that He stands for. For through the world may celebrate, it seems, though, for other reasons. Let's keep in mind that Jesus Christ is the true meaning of the season. Oh, that rhymed perfectly.
Wow, super, super. Gracias, Genesis, porque nos has inspirado, ¿no? Le hace que lo hayas tomado quizás de alguna fuente, ¿verdad? Queremos agradecerte en esta noche. Así es que, muchachos, hasta este momento es tiempo abierto para ustedes.
Thank you, Genesis. And I want the audience to know that Genesis is going to continue to bring poems. They're not always going to be about Christmas,
right?
But that's just the topic that we're taking on right now.
I thought, you know, people are always busy.
Genesis, how do you feel about poems?
¿Cómo te sientes de poemas, Genesis?
Do you write? Do you just read them?
Poems.
La más lees.
Music is always a way to speak, and music always starts out as a poem.
La música es la forma de hablar, y la música conecta con el poema.
Like, you just write. You write what you feel. Put it on paper and turn it into music. So to me, poems is transferable into music.
All right.
So.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot. Next show, I want you to write and read us one of your own poems.
Para el próximo show, quiero que escribas algo propio tuyo.
It can be about anything.
Puede ser acerca de cualquier cosa.
You accept?
¿Acepta?
Well, I think I have to. I can't say no.
No, we got three other guys over here who can write a poem. I'm just giving you the opportunity to do it.
Te estamos dando la oportunidad para que lo hagas.
I'll do my
All right. Guys, you don't have to write a poem. Genesis is going to take care of it.
Give us some pointers.
Pero bueno, JV, ¿qué estás pensando para la próxima semana? Recuerda que nos ayuda mucho la temporada que estamos cerrando el año. Entonces, no vamos quizás a dar un punto específico, pero algo que se te venga a la mente para poner a la gente en expectativa.
Well, there's a lot of people. We're going to be getting closer to New Year's,
sí.
And it's the time of I got to make a resolution and I got to start making plans and I got to put goals for, you know, to set for myself for next year. And so I'm going to bring in a little chat on how, you know, why it's important to have goals, because even though a lot of people do it, a lot of people don't.
La importancia de hacer metas, porque mucha gente no lo hace.
And that stops us from really from achieving our goals and wanting and really making a difference on other people and on our own lives. And you know, just so this year, or you know, this year won't be the same as last year, so we can just be improving.
Pasado,
you know,
hay que improvisar.
Yes,
mejor.
We always want to have the we always want to be. Improving our lives, and you know, just setting goals is a good way of advancing and maybe helping out some, you know, some other place.
Metas, ¿no? Para terminar el año, yo creo que está bien, ¿verdad? Lo que JB va a hacer. Nathan, tú, a ver, sí.
I'm sorry, I'm about to make some noise. I gotta raise my mic up. I want to say good job to everyone on the team so far. I think we're doing pretty good.
Buen trabajo.
It's almost Christmas.
Todos.
I think that's what we're excited. It's almost Christmas.
I'm excited to see what we're going to bring for the next show.
Estoy pensando, emocionado en lo que vamos a traer la próxima semana.
Everyone's done a good job.
Todos.
I've learned a lot today.
Aprendí mucho.
So if we make that our goal, I think we can create a good show.
Sí, lo vamos
it's to teach Sam
amiga.
Something.
We did learn Chef Sammy taught us.
What do you think, Ma? Right? If they teach us something, me and you, then it'll be a good show.
Claro.
Because I know a lot, and so to teach me, you're going to have to hit me with some interesting stuff.
Watch out.
Y sabe, para mí, siempre conocer el punto de vista de alguien, te alimenta el alma. No es como contradictorio o no es algo diferente.
It's not something different when we learn from somebody else.
Pero cuando la persona ya no tiene algo que aprender.
But when somebody has no more to learn.
Está listo para que lo entierren.
It's It's ready for that person to be buried.
Porque ya no hay razón para vivir.
Because there's no more reason to live.
Yo creo que educación y aprender es lo más emocionante que cualquier humano puede tener.
And I think education and learning is the most exciting thing any human can have.
And entertainment.
Y entretenimiento. Because
that's what we're doing.
Nate, acércate por ahí. Que, sí,
I'm here.
Prepara, porque para la semana que entra vas a tener unos puntos interesantes, ¿no? Para la audiencia. Pero ahorita viene tu
Our
turno.
Scientists. We got a chef.
Nate, en la parte de lo tuyo, me interesó, y cerrando el año 2009, ¿qué te gustaría compartir con la audiencia?
Wow, there. Well, I would have a lot to cover. I have a lot to look into.
Mucho que cubrir y en qué mirar.
But I think I would cover something along the lines of what my brother's talking about.
Algo,
goals.
Voy a preparar algo que se alinee con lo que mi hermano va a hacer acerca de metas.
But more specifically what Sammy was talking about.
Más específico de lo que Sammy está hablando.
And that people have to learn, people have to have correction.
Okay, la gente necesita aprender y necesita corregir.
Past mistakes, maybe a time of reflection where you can look and see what you've made, see what you didn't make.
Oh, sí. And una then, reflexión. ¿Qué reflexiones en lo que podías haber hecho no hiciste? O?
Yeah, and really just, and I mean, that ties in with goals and everything, but I think I'd like to focus into the aspect of learning, like the importance of learning.
Yo me voy a enfocar, Nate dice que se va a enfocar más en el punto de aprender, de educación.
Yeah.
Okay, super. So, entonces, yo creo que hasta este momento hemos alcanzado puntos muy claves.
I think we've had some key points to this point.
Aunque solamente tenemos unas semanas aquí, ¿verdad? A través de 100.7 FM, The Word.
Even though we have just a few weeks, we like 2 weeks since we've been together.
Hemos logrado bastante, y ahora con el team, que quiero tomar el espacio para decirle un poco a nuestra audiencia.
So even with our team, we're going to take a little time right now to tell our audience.
Lo que ustedes están escuchando en este momento.
What you are listening at this moment.
Nosotros lo hemos identificado como Generation YX.
We have defined it as Generation
Un nuevo
y.
día, Generation YX.
Y yo creo que será bonito decir punto de vista, Nate, en la frecuencia AM. Usted nos dio una explicación de lo que quería decir YX.
Yes, tell us what YX is.
Okay,
please.
Well, the whole idea.
Toda la idea.
Of the name Generation YX.
El nombre Generation YX.
Was truly accidental.
Fue como accidental.
I mean, I did not mean for it to be the name, but hey, it was voted on. So the Generation XY, it stands for the
decir,
age group.
Quiere, se identifica con la edad de grupos o de personas.
Generation X is people that are 25 years and older to about the age of 30.
Desde los 25 hasta más de 30.
Yeah. And Generation Y stands for people that are in their teens to the age of 25.
Y la Y identifica a los muchachos jóvenes hasta los 25.
Yeah, from like 15 to 25.
And so the title of the show is, it represents the topics and issues that we're going to be talking about from now on.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Entonces, los temas que tomamos van a reflejar mucho en lo que nuestro nombre nos identifica, ¿verdad?
Yeah,
because that's why we came up with it.
Porque es de lo que nosotros, por eso venimos con esto.
Yeah, because I want people of my age to know what I know, what I've lived.
Yo quiero que muchachos de mi edad sepan lo que yo sé, de lo que yo vivo.
And that the fact that there is hope, and that's why with the team assembled, we have the knowledge to help our generation get across the finish line.
Por eso es que armando este equipo podemos ayudar a la generación futura, ¿no? A salir adelante.
And for the listeners, if there's something that you're enjoying or maybe not enjoying so much, let us know.
Si ustedes algo han encontrado que le gustó o algo que no le gustó, por favor, déjenoslo saber.
Yeah, go under sarahiscavel.org and send us an email, because we'll be more than happy to take your opinions. And if you send us a story about your life, maybe we can, you know, talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
And we want to interact with the audience.
Queremos interferir con ustedes, que ustedes sean parte de nosotros, quizás mandarnos una historia propia que nosotros la estaremos mandando a través de las ondas radiales. Así es que no tenga temor, comuníquese, lléguese a través de nuestra página.
Yes, don't be scared, communicate with us through our webpage.
And so, you know, Sarah Iscavel Ministries is helping us to do this.
Nuestro but, ministerio está ayudando a hacer esto, pero...
But at the end of the day, we have to produce a good show.
Pero al final de día, nosotros tenemos que producir un buen programa.
And how do we measure that?
¿Y cómo medimos esto?
Well, from the response from the audience.
Por la respuesta de la audiencia.
Yes, we do work hard. I mean, I know Nathan has done a lot of research.
Sabemos
what he's in, what he's done, and I mean, Chef Sam over here, so... We're trying our best, so we really want to do hear what people think. I mean,
Jesse, a quick short goal that you have for Un Nuevo Día Generation YX.
Una meta que tengas para lo que es exactamente Generation YX.
One of my goals is to have
una de las metas es
to have young people
tener jóvenes
see themselves
que se miren a sí mismos
as people that can change their generation.
Como gente que puede cambiar su generación.
And that can change people's lives.
Que pueden cambiar
and
vidas.
Turn it around, you know.
People
that want help, that they can see themselves as people that are able to do that.
Gente que está disponible para hacer eso.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
Jesse and Sammy, quiero agregar algo en este momento.
Sammy, I want to add a little something right here.
Y para la audiencia que nos escucha.
And for our audience who are listening to us.
Y para el team de Generation YX.
And for our team over here.
Ajá, que Samuel Esquivel es nuestro productor y nuestro director de este programa.
So, here Chef Sammy is our director and producer.
Not a chef. Well,
the
team, it's kind of like cooking something. You know, it takes a lot of ingredients. It takes a lot of preparation.
El mismo equipo se puede reflejar en ser como una receta en donde todos ponen su sabor y su algo.
Yeah, so put a little Jesse over here.
Poner poquito de Jesse.
And then throw Nate on the skillet and top it off with some David.
Y luego con David.
And Sarah's here and little spicy Genesis and so you know we're offering you a show.
Estamos ofreciéndoles un show.
And I'm hoping you're enjoying it. I'm winging it, man. And I hope I'm producing something good.
Y yo espero que yo esté produciendo algo bueno. Y saben, les quiero decir algo.
I want to tell you guys a little something.
La confianza de nuestro ministerio.
Our confidence in our ministry.
Sara Esquivel Ministries. Está totalmente en ustedes.
It's totally in you.
Creo que tienen un potencial.
I think it has a great potential.
Y hay tantos jóvenes alrededor.
And there's so many youth all around.
Que yo pienso que quisieran estar en sus zapatos de ustedes.
Yes, I do think that there's many people out there that would like to be in our spots right here.
Pero yo quiero que lo tomen como desde el punto de vista de una mamá.
So I want you guys to take it from point of view as a mother.
Con tres hijos.
With three kids.
Que soy yo.
That's me.
Deseando ver reflejado en otros jóvenes.
Wishing to reflect on other youth.
Lo que yo deseara para mi propia familia.
What I desired for my own family.
Y volviendo al tema de dame algo para creer.
And going back to the theme, give me something to believe in.
Yo estoy tomándolos a ustedes.
I'm taking you guys.
Como algo en lo cual yo puedo creer.
And something that I can believe in.
Y espero que yo no voy a ser defraudada.
And I hope that I won't be cheated. Yeah.
Bueno, no, we're going to work hard for you. We're going to work hard.
Yeah, we're going to work hard.
And we're going to be on time.
Vamos a trabajar a tiempo y vamos a estar. David, ¿qué te ha parecido nuestros segmentos hasta ahora y estar por ahí con Generation YX a través de Un Nuevo Día y este ministerio?
Well, about Generation YX, I think it's a pretty good way of, describing our name because, I mean, we're going to reach out for Generation YX. I mean, Nathan already gave what it means. But other than that...
Aparte de esto... ¿Qué es tu goal que quieres seguir haciendo dentro de este team, de este equipo?
Yeah, kind of like what Jesse was talking about, reach our generation.
Alcanzar nuestra generación.
Yeah, because God has given us a life, you know, to live it more abundantly and to, you know, go and make goals and have vision for our lives. And yeah, that's kind of my goal is to, I guess, bring that to other people, to young people, and so they can deviate their lives to... And putting God first.
Te voy a hacer una pregunta, David. ¿Cuál ha sido una experiencia de ser parte de Generation YX? ¿Has tenido una experiencia platicando a alguien buena o mala que nos quieras compartir?
What has been your experience in Generation YX?
Hasta ahorita, ¿verdad?
Until now. An experience you had. Interesting. Tell us about your life.
Hablando con tus amigos, les has dicho, mira, estamos haciendo este programa, estamos metidos acá, estamos en... Tú sabes este asunto. Uh-huh. Una experiencia personal tuya que quieras compartirnos rapidito.
I guess my experience would be that, I mean, I guess I'm actually taking action.
Estoy tomando acción, and
I'm putting, you know, God first in my life, and I'm going after what He has called me to do.
Poniendo a Dios primero y haciendo lo que Él me mandó.
Yeah, and I guess that would be my experience, because, like, I've learned so much this year.
Ha sido mi experiencia.
And just taking action.
Tomar acción. ¿Y alguien a tu alrededor, ¿qué has recibido de feedback, de saber que estás haciendo esto? ¿Qué has oído de otros que no eres tú mismo?
Well, I got a lot of knowledge and education. Uh-huh. I guess in a lot of areas.
Okay.
In my life.
Y si yo me enfoco, gracias, David. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nate, la misma pregunta para ti. Experiencia de ser parte del equipo Un Nuevo Día, Generation YX, en tu alrededor, gente que te ha oído, que saben que estás metido aquí y ese asunto.
Well, first of all, parents very proud.
Muy, muy papás orgullosos.
And it's been, I'm not going to lie, it's been hard.
No voy a ser mentiras, ha sido duro.
It's been hard to, this whole year has been reconfiguring the mentality.
En este año es como reconfigurar la mentalidad.
It's all about your attitude and what you bring into it.
Actitud y cómo entrar allí.
And so, real quickly right now, it's... It's certainly an honor, because I've met a lot of young people that want to make a difference.
Un honor porque me he encontrado con gente que quiere hacer diferencia.
And so I'm thankful to God that we found someone like you that is able to and willing to help us reach that youth.
Bueno, ahí estamos con todo gusto. Nate, thank you. And para despedirnos de nuestra gente, ya nos vamos a encontrar cuando haya pasado este tiempo de Nochebuena y de Navidad. Algo que le quieran desear a sus papás, a sus familiares, cualquier cosa, cada uno de ustedes. Genesis, el momento.
Give thanks to everything, Pastora, mm-hmm. to you especially, because you're the one that's put us out here.
Gracias porque nos pusiste acá.
I mean, Sammy. Sometimes, like, you give a lot of rules,
a veces nos dan muchas reglas,
but you're keeping us in track, so
nos mantienes así enfocados.
And for parents, mom and dad, for just setting that foundation, and that's why we're here.
Por esa fundación de nuestros papás.
There's I'm sorry to say, but there's many, many more rules to come.
Every time I get an email, it says Sammy Esco.
But let me talk. How much time do I have, Ma?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. The goal for me for the show is to develop everybody in here,
desarrollar cada uno
to make them good speakers,
para que sean buenos,
for them to be able to do good research,
buenos buscadores,
and for them to get their message across.
Y para que ellos lleven el mensaje de la...
And entertain y'all.
Entretenga. Mm-hmm.
And all this is all going to equal to their self-esteem.
Uh-huh. Para que su estima sea...
They're going to have high self-esteem.
Ellos van a tener una estima muy alta.
And we're hoping to keep broadcasting to everyone who's listening.
Esperamos mantenernos ahí, llevando.
And we're going to keep you posted on up-and-coming projects, because we got a lot of them in the works.
Le vamos a mantener informado de todo lo que estamos haciendo.
And so stay tuned for... Un Nuevo Día, Generation YX. I need to learn the name of my show.
Producership.
Yeah, and get used to it
Generation
as well.
Generation YX. De mi parte.
From my part.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very
por
much.
Por estar con nosotros.
For being here.
Recuerde
with us.
Cada sábado.
So remember that every
estamos
Saturday.
Estamos a las 12 en punto de la medianoche.
We will be here every 12 o'clock midnight.
Y una vez al mes.
And once a month.
Like como hoy.
Like today.
Empezamos desde las 10:30.
We're going to start till from 10:30.
Felices Navidad.
I love you. Merry Christmas.
Hasta la próxima.
Yeah.
See you next time.
This has been Cristo the Rock, presented by Un Nuevo Día, brought to you by Sara Esquivel Ministries. If you would like to get in touch with the show or have any questions, you can reach us at saraesquivel.org, which is SaraEsquivel.org, or you can give us a call at 817-913 817-913-1542. Again, that's 817-913-1542. And we want to give you a special thanks to KWRD 100.7 FM, The Word. You can reach them at thewordfm.com. And remember to stay tuned every Saturday at 12 midnight to 1 a.m. Thanks again.
Y sé que nos va a encontrar a través de cristotherock.com. Pues diríjase hacia nuestra página. Hasta la próxima. Bye, bye, bye,
Merry bye, Christmas.
Bye. I hear baby crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a